Network Marketing 2.0, episode 093. For marketing and more free training and more marketing resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have something exciting I want to share with you. I know that when I share this topic, the three ingredients required for success in network marketing and home business, I know that when I share with you, that you'll be empowered and that you will have the necessary tools necessary for you to get to the top, for you to get on that stage, for you to make that kind of income, to create that lifestyle that you've always wanted by way of network marketing and home business. Personally, I've been in home business for 10 years now. It's going to be completely 10 years in October that I went full time. And I've been privileged. You know, I've been privileged to see a lot of highs and lows and some of the challenges that come along the way, some of the struggles. As a matter of fact, my story is a little bit different. I had a lot of good success in my first 2 years. My first 24 months, I went on to do over $3 million in production, and I made a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars every single month for the first 2 months. But when I got hit with the recession in 2008, it affected everything I've done, and you know, I had to taste the blood. Okay, and but beautiful thing is that all of that is a blessing, all of that is favor, all of that is so I can come here today and share with you how you can avoid as much struggle as possible. And even if you had any type of valley, you will have the tools necessary to navigate those process. Remember, what we do is network marketing. Essentially, what we do is marketing, okay? That's your job. I don't care if you're a real estate agent. I don't care if you're a network marketer. I don't care if you sell juice. I don't care what you are in business about. You are a marketer, and you need to be involved in the marketing process because that's your bread and butter. That's what brings the customer through the doors, and that's how you're going to make money, by serving people that are coming through the doors perpetually every single day into your business, either virtually, digitally, or physically by way of a store. All right. So, but when I share these three things with you, it applies to any business as usual, because this is network marketing 2.0. So it needs to apply to any business because I'm sharing information with you that is going to allow you, to become an entrepreneur and not necessarily another network marketing rep. Most network marketing rep make less than $10 per month. And I sure do hope that you don't want to be among that statistic. So number one thing that you need, all right, you probably can predict this already if you've been following me, is simplicity. You need to keep it simple. If something is too complicated for you, being shared by your team, your upline, and you need to break it down. You need to break it down and break it down all the way to simple. Let me tell you one of the major differences between people that know it all, people that are struggling financially, and people that are doing very well in life. They know how to keep it simple. They can keep it simple. They use simple languages that anybody, even a fourth, fifth grader, can understand. All right. So the same thing applies in your business. You need to run your business in a way that somebody can pick up your operation manual and they're in fifth grade and they can understand and do exactly what your daily activities are that will get you to your destination when it comes to this business. Okay. That's number one. Number two, consistency. See, that's one of the major reasons why you need to keep it simple. Because once you complicate things, let me share the true nature of human beings with you. When something doesn't seem complicated, we just automatically think it's not authentic. I have to tell you right now, okay? You need to know that even if it's simple, it's authentic. In fact, the simpler it gets, the more authentic it is, because then you can do it consistently, which is our second secret here. Okay. Consistency is the second ingredient that you need in your business, in anything you do, especially in your marketing, to keep doing it over and over and over again, like a system, kind of like how a computer runs, kind of like how the same gadget I'm using to record this run. I can come here every single day. It's very boring. I press the same button and I can push out this kind of content every single day. Your business needs to be the same way. It needs to be simple enough so you can be consistent over and over perpetually until you get the result you're looking for. If you get overly creative, if you have overdose of creativity like most people have in their business, you will not get to where you want to get to. You will not see that, you will not see that point that you're supposed to start taking off in your business because you keep changing strategies. You need a good, healthy dose of consistency, and you need to reduce or at least you need to moderate how much of creativity you input into your business. Creativity can be applied at certain milestones, but that's not something you want to do every single day. That's one of the things that keeps people broke. If you don't know, some of the major some of the best artists in the world are some of the brokest people, just in case you don't know. Because expressing yourself, or just all how you see yourself expressing yourself, is just not good enough. You need a system in place for you to create a $1 million business per year. Number three, you need mentorship. Now, mentorship comes in all kind of different forms. It can come in the form of this podcast, but you need a mentorship that you can access physically so you can mimic them until you get success before you start getting, again, overly creative about your business. Okay. You need a mentor. You need someone you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm going through this. I'm going through this valley. Have you ever been through this point before? And chances are this person have been through that point before. You need an on-demand mentorship. Again, a podcast can be a good mentor. A book can be a good mentor. All of that stuff can be a good mentor. But in addition to that, you need a good on-demand mentorship. And that's what I have for you on today's episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened, enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.